So where exactly can you hear Tobacco Road Sports Radio?
Oh, North Carolina, Kernersville, Salisbury, you know what I'm saying? Burlington. Greensboro, Charlotte.
For the best in live sports debate, live sporting events, and more, tune in to Tobacco Road Sports Radio. TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com.
It's the North Gate, baby.
Archdale!
Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirlyware at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit Whirlyware.com now and show your school spirit.
When you combine soul food with comfort food, you get Taste of the Triad. For great southern cooking that tastes like a slice of heaven, come by Taste of the Triad. 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem, owner Sabrina Wingo and staff treat you like family and are able to take care of all of your catering needs and private parties. Recently selected as one of the most accomplished restaurants in the Triad area, have Sunday dinner any day of the week at Taste of the Triad. 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem.
You are locked into Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
And you know this, man.
Here, make it. I'm going off at your...
We are on the north side of Guilford County, just to the northern outskirts of the Greensboro metro area. This tornado warning goes for the next 19 minutes or so. And let's see
what's going on. Drop it off at your...
All right. We family, man.
Yeah.
Got some dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, I know I'm a dog.
Hey, I know Gerald.
Hey, you already know how
you train a dog.
Hey, we some dogs.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we about to turn up one time on these boys. They're not ready.
They're not
ready, boy.
Like,
hey,
be honest.
It's they homecoming. Let's smash on these boys.
Yeah.
Let's smash on these boys.
This is Whirly Nation.
Welcome into the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show on this Monday night at Natty Green's in downtown Greensboro. Ryan Stone joined in for the first segment by head coach Daryl Brown. Also, safety Jamari Davis joining us for the first segment tonight as well. So coming off a 49-6 win over Southwest Guilford last Friday night, how did you think the team played overall last Friday, Coach?
I thought we played really well. I thought it was one of our better defensive games that we've had in a while. We had a bunch of really good stops against a good athletic football team. Southwest is one of the most athletic teams we've seen probably since we played Roseville. Got a lot of players that can do a lot of good things in space. And I thought our guys responded really well. I mean, to hold them to 6 points and had a couple big stops in the red zone, held them to a field goal attempt that they missed, had our backs against the wall late in the half, stopped them there, and then our second unit actually got a goal line stop as well in the fourth quarter. So created turnovers. So I thought it was really one of our better defensive games of the year.
Jamar, what did you think, you know, as a member of the defense, what did you think allowed you guys to be so successful this past Friday?
I feel like we had a great week of preparation, one of our best weeks of practice we've had so far this year. And it was just a great week. Our coaches put in the game plan, and we followed it. We had a new personnel change, and it was just different. But we executed the game plan.
So, you know, 8-0 now on the season, two games left in the regular season. I know, you know, Alex Taylor had a big game, Mitchell Summers both had big games. What did you see from those guys on the offensive side of the ball on Friday night?
Yeah, offensively, we just kind of kept doing what we've been doing. I mean, you know, got playmakers over there, and I thought offensive line played really well up front, did a good job opening up holes and just kind of cleaning up some things from – weeks passed, and then, you know, they played a lot of man coverage, press coverage, and we was able to kind of take advantage of that with Alex and Terrell. Jeremiah Deese had a big catch down the seam, and so, you know, a couple of turnovers. We want to you know, not obviously not have those. One of them was really on us as a staff. We took blame for that. Made a probably a bad call in a red zone situation. So that one was on us. But you know, other than that, I mean, offensively, our guys just kept doing what they've been doing, and we need them to keep doing that too.
I was going to ask. I saw you guys had a couple fumbles in the first half, I believe. What is that a concern for you guys going forward the rest of the season?
No, I mean, we played 4 or 5 straight weeks without a turnover. So our guys do a good job of taking care of the ball, valuing that, understanding how important that is. I mean, the object of the game is to take care of the football and get in the end zone. So we put a, you know, it's a priority for us to take care of the football, and we do. We had, like I said, a couple Friday night that was really – the second one really was kind of on us a little bit, getting a little too cute, I think. But, those things happen. It's good to learn from them, kind of show them on film, and we'll correct them this week.
So 8 games in the season, Jamari. How do you feel you guys are playing, especially as you head kind of down the stretch towards the postseason at this point with just 2 weeks left?
I feel like now is the time where we really got to play as a team and start to bond together. Like, as a defense, it's been a little – it's been like we've been hitting heads a little bit, but we're going to get it right.
I guess, is there anything that, besides the turnovers that, stood out that concerned you at all about that game on Friday night?
No, I mean, I was really pleased with us. I thought we played really well. We were solid in special teams again, which we have been most of the year. And it was good to see our defense against quality football players like Corbin Wilson, number 10. I'm not sure what his name is, but he's Jamari. I tell you, I mean, he's one of the faster kids that we'll see all season. They got guys that can make plays on you, and I thought we played really well up front on the defensive line. I think some of the adjustments that we made defensively, like Jamari was mentioning with a personnel change, was more about just trying to fit some things and get the right people on the field in certain situations. So, kind of against what they were doing, we were able to do that, and I thought that worked really well for us. They had a couple big plays, but they're going to. I mean, they have the ability to big play you.
Yeah.
And so they did, but we didn't, hang our heads. We responded and had big stops after those big plays. So I was pleased to see that. We need to face some adversity. We need some things to not go our way. And you say, well, Coach, you won 49-6. But, our guys strive for perfection. You're not going to be perfect, but they strive for that, and that's some of the things that we demand out of them. And so when things don't go well, you want to see how they're going to respond, because that's going to define us as we move on throughout the season.
Yeah, no question about that. And we're talking to the head coach, Darryl Brown, also safety Jamari Davis. So he mentioned, you guys played some of the better athletes that you're going to see all season. What do you think allowed you guys to limit those guys as much as you did?
I feel like the coaching we had all week, we were talking about certain guys and what they can do with the ball and what they can be, how they can be in space. And to limit that, we just had to tackle, be good with our techs, and get the right personnel on the field for certain situations.
I know, obviously, 3 passing touchdowns from Faison Brandon to Alex Taylor. Obviously, in this one, he just continues to make plays for you guys, both Faison and Alex and Terrell, obviously, as well. How do you feel about the way the passing game is playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the season we're completing like 73% of our passes. So other than what we had one week, and wasn't even week one when people think was a bad one, and that wasn't. I think it was – can't remember, maybe the Reagan game or one of them. I can't remember one that we were under 60%. So – we haven't turned the football over in that in the passing game either since week 2, and that's a lot of credit to our offensive line giving Faison time. It's a credit to what we're trying to do with Coach Tripp and Coach Brown, our offensive coaches, what we're what they've taught them during the week and what we're trying to attack, and Faison and them guys understanding that, and then those guys just making plays. And it's nice throwing the football to Terrell, Alex, Jeremiah Dees, Caden Cato, Battle, Michael Hawkins, DJ Howerton. We got plenty of weapons there. And then so those guys, like I said, they're making plays. But Faison's understanding where we want him to go to with the football versus certain coverages in certain downs and distances as well.
He also seems to have a very good understanding of when to tuck it down and run, and as opposed to not always relying on his legs too much as well.
No, I mean, he's a huge threat with his legs. Yeah. So obviously we want to kind of guard him a little bit, at certain times throughout the game. And we hadn't run him quite as much as we did early in the year. We needed his legs early in the year with some quarterback design runs. But he is really good if his, you know, first read or his first option's not there, and he may go to number two, but after that it's kind of like put it away and let's go get positive yards. And he's bailed us out of some negative situations, some possible sacks with his legs, and he's a big, strong kid too, so he can get through tackles and break away from guys.
Yeah, no question about that. Jamari, obviously, you know, senior night coming up for you this Friday. I know we talked a few weeks ago about being your senior season, if it had set in yet. Has it set in now with senior night coming this Friday?
It's definitely starting to set in now, but it's like you can only play so many games. You're only guaranteed the next game you have, so treat every game like it's your last.
I guess, you know, with being a senior captain and it being senior night, it's against Page. Rivalry game, obviously. How much extra emphasis does that put on this game for you guys?
Every game is just the next game. The next game is the biggest game because it's the next game. So it's just
good answer. Jamar.
He got the good answer, good coach speak slap on the back. All right. Well, what is it like? What's it been like for you in particular playing in this rivalry game, as heated as it can get between these two teams?
It's been extremely fun knowing that it's a big rivalry game. It's good for you to play in, to get the hospitality. The environment is in. It's a big game, so.
Yeah. I mean, how much do you think you're gonna miss playing in this game?
A lot.
Again, we've been talking. That's a senior safety, Jamari Davis. He's got senior night coming up, obviously, for him as a senior captain as well. With it being senior night, also, and it, you being a senior captain, how much does that mean? It's your last, as far as a regular season game, your last game at home being a senior captain.
It's extremely important that I want to win this game just because it's a personal goal. I don't like losing. It's just I'm not a loser. So I just want to win every game I'm playing, especially being against Paige. So I just don't want to lose to them either.
You haven't experienced much losing. No. I hope you have cherished how little losing you have experienced in your high school career, because it's been a special group you've gotten to play with, no question about that. You know, we've been talking to Jamari Davis, senior safety for the Whirlies, here on the first segment of the Whirlies Coaches Show. We're going to go ahead and step aside for a timeout. When we come back, we will catch up with Alex Taylor and Jaden Staten, two more senior captains for the Whirlies, coming up on the Coaches Show.
Greensboro's favorite hangout is calling your name. Natty Green's Downtown invites you to experience the heart and soul of downtown Greensboro's vibrant dining scene. Enjoy our mouthwatering dishes, from juicy burgers to savory barbecue and everything in between. And what's a great meal without great brews? Natty Green's offers a hand-picked selection of craft beers that will perfectly complement your dining experience. So come on over to Natty Green's Downtown Greensboro. Find us at 345 South Elm Street or visit nattygreens.com online. Give us a call at 336-274-1373.
We love sports.
Joe Louis, the greatest boxer ever lived.
Not only do we love sports, but we love to debate sports.
He was bad at Captain Clay. He bad at Sugar Ray. He bad at the new boy has Mike Tyson. Look like a bulldog. He bad at him too. He done whipped Mike Tyson's ass. He whipped all their ass.
For the best sports analysis in the triad.
What about Rocky Marciano?
In-depth local coverage of your favorite schools and teams.
Let me tell you something wonderful. Rocky Marciano was good. But compared to Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano ain't.
And, of course, the best sports debate in the triad.
He beat Joe Louis's ass.
Welcome to Tobacco Road Sports Radio.
Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
You're welcome.
I don't know how old he was, but got an ass.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan is here. Your local agent can help you create an affordable car insurance price.
Visit Susanna Nunn, State Farm Insurance in Kernersville.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirly wear at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit whirlywear.com now and show your school spirit.
Back into Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro for the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show. Ryan Stone now joined in by a couple of senior captains for the Grimsley Whirlies. Alex Taylor, starting wide receiver for the Whirlies, and Dayton Staten joining us here on the Grimsley Whirlies coaches show as well. So, guys, you know, 8 games into the season, coming off the win over Southwest on Friday night. How did both of you guys feel that you played in that game as a team on Friday night?
I feel like we played a real complete game. You know, offense, we had 2 turnovers, but, you know, happens sometimes, so. Oh, my fault. But overall, I feel like we played a good game. Defense had turnovers, got stops. They only scored 1 touchdown, which is always a win. So, as a team, I feel like we played good.
Yeah, and I feel like, especially up front, we're starting to gel more. We're starting to just make a lot of things come together. Those younger guys that we have up front, you know, our center and our tackle are starting to just really follow our leadership. You know, us being there, playing games, it's starting to get colder, things are starting to get down to the wire. So, we're definitely gelling up front, and I feel like we played a great game Friday.
I guess, you know, as you guys, you know, coming off that game and now, you know, 2 games left in the season, senior captains for both of you guys going into your senior night on Friday night. Has it set in for you guys yet that this is it?
I ain't gonna say it hit me yet, but, you know, talking to other guys, saying, like, this is really about to be the end. We can maximize a total of 8 more games, so still crazy to think about, really.
Yeah, I don't think it really hit me yet, but Coach Brown always preaches, you know, just get everything you can out of it. And I think I've come to that point where I'm ready, you know, for everything. You know, we put in, like, the work, we put in the hours and the heels and the runners, all that, et cetera. So I'm ready for it, I'm prepared for it, but it hasn't really hit me that I'm just ready to go out there and ball, take it game after game, so.
How special is it to you guys that it's this game? It's the Page game. It's the rivalry game. That's y'all's senior night. How special is that to both of you guys?
It's real special. For me, it's a legacy thing. I'm a third generation at Grimsley, and my father and my grandfather, they never really grew up beating Page, and I think I kind of ended that. And I take that personally when I go out there, like, you know, this for Pop, this for Granddad. So, yeah, it's real personal for me.
Yeah, same thing with him. Now, my dad went to Grimsley, ain't really get a chance to beat them. But also, it's fun to think about last regular season home game against them. You know, the game's big, but also another conference game, playing for a conference championship. That's really our goal at the end of the day, win conference, yes, not really worrying about them.
Certainly, yeah, certainly a good point. Good point there, no question about that. As you know, what are some of the best memories you guys have from playing in this game in particular, this rivalry game? This is, you know, the 4th time for each of you, I assume. So, what are the best memories from this game? You know, obviously you're going to get to make more memories on Friday night, but what are the best memories so far?
I definitely say, you know, freshman year, man, being on varsity, you know, just being with those guys, their last times playing against Page, seeing how passionate they was. You know, I knew about the game, but playing in it is just a different feeling. You know, we had to sit out because of rain for 2 hours, playoff season coming up next morning. So just being in the locker room with those guys for the last time really hit me, and I feel like that's one of my favorite memories.
My favorite memory would have to be probably last year. I got a laceration on my leg, and I think it's just cool to have a battle scar that's going to last for a long time, saying that it's from the Page game. I don't know. It don't get more special than that. So I'm always be able to remember that game and, you know, beating those guys whenever. I never lost to those guys. So that's all I, you know.
That's why you take it personal too, huh? Right. The laceration. You got battle scars to remind you of this game.
Right, right.
that's a pretty good reason right there for taking this game personally. No question about that. Obviously, you know, bigger goals beyond the game on Friday night. I know it's the big game because it's the next game for you guys, but how do you guys feel you're playing at this point in the season in terms of, you know, trying to attain the ultimate goal?
Well, I feel like each and every week we're getting better as a whole, special teams, offense, defense. You know, we're starting to make more plays, starting to figure out who we are, you know, being the aggressor in every matchup. And I feel like we're getting more aggressive each game and setting the tone for each game each week.
Yes, sir. I completely agree. Everything is just starting to gel. Everything is just starting to come together. You know, it's just getting that same – that, you know, we win. That's all we do. We win at everything, not just football. We win. And no matter what it takes, Coach Brown says, you know, like, we're going to win. And we're just, you know, just taking that mentality. It's going to get harder. It's going to get tougher. It's going to get colder. But we just gelling more. We just taking it day by day.
You mentioned that you felt like you guys were starting to gel more in the trenches earlier. What do you think is allowing that to happen at this point in the season?
Facing, you know, I wouldn't say, I mean, how can I say it? Just bigger guys, I guess seeing bigger guys, just realizing the seriousness of it, just when we have to hit a gap, when we have to do a certain assignment, how important it is that we do what we have to do to make sure that happens. And guys, just, I mean, you know, you think about it, but a lot of times you just more thinking about, you know, winning, playing the game, but it's starting to come more serious. Your role is starting to come more serious, and you play more into your role as time goes on. So that's how we come, you know, more gelled.
I guess, you know, as you guys, you know, get ready for this game on Friday in particular, what you guys know about this Page team, is there anything in particular that you concerns you guys about matching up with this team?
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
They got to see us.
Be real.
Nothing at all. Ain't nothing concerning us.
No, us being Grimsley, knowing what we have on our side, I'm never really nervous to go into any game. So I feel like we're going to win every game. And if we do what we do, we're going to dominate every game.
Yeah, in fact, just to piggyback, I'm sorry. You know,
no, go ahead.
not just particularly them. Like, I mean, no matter who steps in front of us, they got to see us. And we coming, you know what I mean? Not the Coach Fromm or nothing like that. But we coming, you know what I mean?
You don't want to quote Coach Prime too much right now.
Right,
things have gone off the rails a little bit,
exactly.
but I get what you're saying. But I guess you know, when how do you feel when you think about this time last year when you guys were heading towards the postseason at this time last year? How do you feel you guys stack up in terms of where you were last year at this time?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. Last year, I feel like as a whole we weren't there yet. A little nervous going into playoffs. You know, we still made that deep run, but that really came together, I feel like, at the end of the year going into those games. And this year, I feel like, as a whole, you know, we kind of understand more. You know, losing a state championship, we know what it takes to get back to that stage and kind of got that fire in us that we're not losing no more.
Exactly. Like, I think it was a lot more question marks and a lot of, you know, uncertainty. But now we're certain, you know, of what it takes, what we need to do, our role. And, yeah, just staying strong and, you know, staying confident in that.
How much does – Not just losing that state championship game last year, but also the news that came after the fact a few weeks ago about New Bern. How much does that light a fire under you guys as a team?
I mean, to me, it's a fair and square. It's like a 1-on-1 fight. You lose fair and square, no matter what. But we're gonna still say the same. We're gonna still attack it and still be who we are. I mean, it don't mean nothing. That bitter taste is always there. That bitter taste been there since Porter Ridge, losing to Porter Ridge. And that's something that I never forget. I know for him too. So,
yeah, I feel like even with all that news coming up, you know, we still lost. Feel like we should have won at the end of the day. You know, some things didn't go our way, but either way, get those little things fixed up and just keep it moving forward. Focus on this team this year.
What do you guys think will be the keys on Friday night for you guys to improve to 9-0 and for I guess for both of you to be a perfect 4-0 against Page?
Like Coach Brown say, every game, you know, dominate the front. Feel like we're going to dominate the front, open up the big gaps for Mitch, you know, to run through. Defensive-wise, come with that aggression that we've been coming with the past few games. You know, we created a numerous amount of turnovers, and just keep playing the way we've been playing. We should win this game.
I just say get more hungry. Stay more hungry. Make that appetite just always stay there, no matter who it is. We don't care that it's a rivalry. We're not paying attention to all the outside noise at school, spirit, whatever that may be. We're focused on winning this game, and the next week, whoever it may be, they got to see us. So that's what we focus on. That's all we have to focus on.
Yeah, we've been talking to Alex Taylor, star wide receiver for the Grimsby Whirlies, and also Jaden Staten on the offensive line for the Whirlies. Appreciate both you guys taking the time to join us tonight and wish you the best of luck on Friday night.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you.
We'll step aside for another timeout here on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show. When we come back, we will catch up with the principal of the Grimsley Whirlies. Stay tuned.
Attention pizza lovers in the Triad. Are you ready for a taste sensation that will blow your mind? Look no further than Lido Pizza, where flavor and value collide. For a limited time, Lido Pizza in Kernersville is serving up hot and fresh deals that you just can't resist. Monday special, get a calzone or a stromboli for only $5. On Tuesday, get a spaghetti entree dish for only $5. On Wednesday, kids eat free with a paying adult. Lido Pizza, your next guilty pleasure. 220 Market View Drive in Kernersville. Call and place that order right now at 336-993-5336. Hey, Panther fans. Right now on the SiriusXM app, hear the most in-depth Carolina Panthers coverage anywhere with Believe in Carolina Panthers, part of the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. Hear from me, Desmond Johnson, and my co-host, Skylar Callahan from Sports Illustrated, and Panther great Jonathan Stewart as we break down the Panthers before and after every game through the NFL season. Your team, your podcast. Search BLEAV in Carolina Panthers on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you believe?
If you've been sidelined by an injury, Emerge Ortho is here to get you back in the game with urgent care to get your injury stabilized and with orthopedic specialty care to get you back to your active life. Choose Emerge Ortho for your orthopedic specialty care.
Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirly Wear at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit whirlywear.com now and show your school spirit.
You are locked in to Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
Back into Natty Greens on this Monday night, the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show. Ryan Stone now joined by the principal of Grimsley High School, Jed O'Donnell. So, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
How long have you been the principal now at Grimsley High School?
So, I've had the true honor of being the principal. This is my sixth year as being the principal at Grimsley. It's been an amazing ride. Before that, I was the principal of the middle school across the parking lot.
Okay.
So, for 3 years. So, I've kind of been with the on the campus for 9 years.
Okay. I guess what originally drew you to this line of work, wanting to be a principal? What's the background in that?
So, with regards to being a principal, I was teaching in England, teaching in Manchester, from Manchester. My parents were immigrants to Manchester from Ireland, so I'm a child of an immigrant.
Okay.
Dad was a coal miner. Mom cleaned bathrooms. I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to get the best possible life and travel. And so education was the best thing for me. So I was the first O'Donnell to graduate high school, and I was the first O'Donnell to go to college. And so I'm very proud of that. I'm very thankful for my parents.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school in Leeds University, which is in Yorkshire, England. I went there. It was great. I had 4 great years there. As I said, taught in Manchester for 7 years, and then. My mum always told me, she said, Jed, you got to travel. You got to travel before you get married. So I saw a commercial, an advertisement in the London Times, the educational supplement. It said, teach in America.
Okay.
And so I turned around and I applied for it, went for an interview in London. Thought I'd be teaching in New York or Chicago or Atlanta or somewhere like that. And then the representatives came from Guilford County and Buncombe County. And I said, which one's closest to the beach? And so I accepted a position in Guilford County, and I was only going to stay for 2 years. I was actually applying for a job in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and then I met my beautiful wife, and here I am 20 years later.
Wow. So you actually came to Greensboro
from Manchester.
From Manchester.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's, you're right. That's not, if you were pointing somewhere on the map, I'm sure that's not necessarily where the area you thought you were going to end up.
No, but it's been an amazing adventure. Grimsley's welcomed me in, and Greensboro's welcomed me in with open arms. They've been very good to me, and I've got a great family here, and I love it.
So English and Irish roots.
Irish roots.
Well, mainly Irish roots, but grew up in England.
Yeah.
So now that you've been in the States for a while and you're the principal of a proud high school football team.
That's a powerhouse.
There you go. Football or soccer?
So I grew up with football. I grew up with football with my beloved Manchester United. I had the pleasure of playing football, soccer, if you want to call it, for my university, and I played after that and a little bit when I came here. And so it's football and football.
Which one do you prefer? The one that's spelled with a U or the one that's spelled with the two O's?
So I love football. That's a great answer.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
You go to all the FUTBOL games too?
No, so I grew up being a Manchester United fan. I didn't have a choice. My dad was a Manchester United fan. Went to the games home and away. I had the chance to see an amazing, and it's like a religion. Soccer, football's like a religion back home. And so you live and breathe it, and it's an identity, it's a culture, it represents your city. And it's every integrated into every part of what it is to be a working class member of Manchester. Yep. Manchester is a very proud city, and our soccer team, our football team, Manchester United, represented that. And it was just incredible, amazing nights. And I think the closest thing I've got to Manchester United is Grimsley Football and Grimsley High School.
Okay, all right. That's pretty high praise for it then. No question about that. I guess, now that you've been the principal for 6 years now at the high school, you've gotten to see a state championship team, a state runner up, and you've seen now this will be the sixth. Is this the sixth or the seventh year?
This is my sixth year.
So this will be the sixth game with Paige that you will have seen.
Yeah.
What's special about this rivalry to you?
Well, it's two storied schools, two very proud schools, two very heritage communities who believe in their school, believe in their football, and take it very seriously. And so what I realised when I came to Grimsley from Kaiser Middle School, Grimsley's more than just a school. It's an institution. It's a way of life. It's a legacy for our families, and they take it extremely seriously. And I drank the Kool-Aid very quickly. I bought into it, and it's been an absolute pleasure. The rivalry between Grimsley and Page High School is a strong one. It's very strong, and I think it makes our city better. But it's a respectful one as well.
Yep.
I've got huge respect for Page. Got huge respect for what they're trying to do over there. And I'm good friends with the principal. Got huge respect from Dr. Nagley. And so we both see this as an opportunity to showcase both of our schools and both showcase both of our positive cultures that we have at our schools.
He's a good friend of yours. How often does the way the rivalry has gone the last few years come up?
So it's been, I've kind of been on the positive side with it since I've been at Grimsley. We've had a few good wins, a few strong wins, and we're definitely on the up. And so, but that doesn't affect the respect and the friendship that we have together. We both realise that we are just guardians and torchbearers at this present time of our time at Grimsley and Page.
It's senior night coming up on Friday night. You've obviously gotten to be around a lot of this senior class that has accomplished so much for not just for the team, but academically as well. What is this senior class? What does it mean to you, or what stands out to it about it to you?
Well, I'm kind of in a unique situation because the seniors that are coming through right now, I was their principal while they were in sixth grade. So I saw them as this fresh group of students coming in from fifth grade at elementary school to middle school. And, with the excitement and the trepidation of being at middle school, and now just seeing them develop into senior players and senior students, both on the field, in the classroom, in the hallways, in the cafeteria. It just makes you proud. It makes you proud of seeing the amazing students and people and leaders that they have become, and they represent our school in such an incredible way that that the younger students look up to them as the leaders in all aspects of school. They follow the positive things that they are doing, and the way that they are together as a family, as a team, and they look at that and they see that as the norm, and so they will turn around and say, right, that's what I'm going to do. You know, Alex was talking about when he was in when he was a freshman,
yep.
And the way the senior players took it so seriously, and I remember that.
Yep.
You know, the Quan Noras who were playing, who lived and breathed Grimsley, and gave everything on the field, and was an inspiration, and just a torch, and a beacon of hope for our students and our players to follow. Alex is that now.
Yep.
And Jaden's that, you know, and so many other players are that, that the younger students and the younger players see that as, I want to be like them. Because I promise you, Alex turned round when he was playing, when he was a freshman, he wanted to be like Juan Nora. And now he is the hero within the school. You know, and Faison will turn around and he'll be the same thing. You know, Travis Shaw was that. And it's amazing how it just keeps on going, but it doesn't keep on going just by accident. It takes a lot of work from Coach Darryl Brown, from his coaching team, from Ethan Albright, who's our athletic director, and I owe him so much, to the way the program has moved forward. We're doing so well in, you know, we're having a record-breaking season in field hockey. We're top of the league in boys soccer. We're top of the league in girls volleyball. You know, basketball is going to be amazing. We are turning into a powerhouse, not only academically, which we have always been, not only culturally, because we believe we're everything Greensboro could be and should be, but we are a powerhouse in our sporting program, and we are a magnet for students wanting to move into our area,
yep.
To say that they are part of Grimsley.
Yeah, you've definitely seen that. There's no question about that. I guess when you know, some schools, the dynamic between athletics and education, there can be a lot of friction among the athletic staff and the educational staff at times. What's that dynamic like at Grimsley that makes it so successful?
I think, and again, I think it comes from leadership. I think hiring Ethan Albright as my athletic director was a game changer. We were a sleeping giant with regards to our sports.
Yeah.
As I said, academically, we were top of the tree, you know, and we were known as an academic school. Our sporting program wasn't as strong as it could be. But he's awoken the giant. He's put structures in place. He's put a belief in place. He's got a community that believes in him and supports him and believes and will put effort and time into the programs to make sure that we are right on par with academically and sportingly and arts-wise with regard to the school. And people see it. People see, you know, there's a huge feeling in the school. During football season, during basketball season, there's a palpable feeling in our school that if you could bottle it and sell it, you'd be a millionaire.
You try to figure it out yet?
I try. I walk around with a jar, just trying to get.
See if you can catch it.
Just trying to get the atmosphere. Just trying to get the atmosphere. Bottle it up and sell it.
So how special of a night do you expect Friday night to be with the group of seniors that you've got, and you know, senior night at Jamison Stadium? How special of a night do you expect Friday night to be?
Well, every night's a special night. You know, no matter who we're playing, because of the crowds that turn out, because of the effort that the boys give on the field, because of the cheerleaders on the sideline, the band that is performing, incredible band that we have, the Whirlettes that are dancing. You know, so every night is an amazing night at Grimsley. With regards to our seniors, I know that the regular season's coming to a close, and as the boys were turning around earlier on, they're beginning to feel it. They're beginning to feel that this chapter in their life is coming to an end. Yep. I'm sure there'll be many other successful chapters as they move forward in whatever they do.
Yep.
But this chapter is coming to a close, and they want to make sure that they finish their chapter the way they want to finish it. And finishing it on a high note, finishing it, making sure that they're able to leave Grimsley, knowing that they gave everything they got to continue the greatness of Grimsley High School.
They've certainly done it so far.
Super proud of them.
No question about
Super
that.
Proud.
And that's Jed O'Donnell, the principal at Grimsley High School. We appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
And that's Jed O'Donnell, the principal for Grimsley High School. We'll step aside for one more time out. We'll come back with head coach Darryl Brown. Stay tuned here on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show.
If you've been sidelined by an injury, Emerge Ortho is here to get you back in the game with urgent care to get your injury stabilized and with orthopedic specialty care to get you back to your active life. Choose Emerge Ortho for your orthopedic specialty care.
Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirlyware at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit Whirlyware.com now and show your school spirit.
Greensboro's favorite hangout is calling your name. Natty Green's Downtown invites you to experience the heart and soul of downtown Greensboro's vibrant dining scene. Enjoy our mouthwatering dishes from juicy burgers to savory barbecue and everything in between. And what's a great meal without great brews? Natty Green's offers a hand-picked selection of craft beers that will perfectly complement your dining experience. So come on over to Natty Green's Downtown Greensboro. Find us at 345 South Elm Street or visit nattygreens.com online. Give us a call at 336-274-1373.
Craving the bold, delicious flavors of Mexico right here in Kernersville? Look no further than Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina. At Frida's, we're serving up mouthwatering dishes that will transport your taste buds straight to Mexico. From sizzling fajitas to cheesy enchiladas, we've got it all. And what's a Mexican fiesta without a margarita? Our bartenders craft the finest margaritas in town so you can sip, relax, and enjoy the vibrant atmosphere of our cantina. Why wait? Join us at Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina today. 550 Pineview Drive in Kernersville. Call and place a pickup order at 336-497-5097. Frida's, where the flavors of Mexico come to life.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan is here. Your local agent can help you create an affordable car insurance price.
Visit Susanna Nunn, State Farm Insurance in Kernersville.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
The specials never stop at Blue Naples Pizza, an Italian restaurant. Every day, you get a large two-topping pizza for only $11.99. On Sunday, watch football and enjoy our large one-topping pizza and 10 wings for only $17.99. Plus lunch specials every day of the week. Blue Naples Pizza and Italian Restaurant, 1519 Union Cross Road in Kernersville.
Hey y'all, Tiny's Mobile Auto. Is your car broke down? Are you stuck somewhere? Do you need a mechanic? You don't want to call a tow truck? Call Tiny's Mobile Auto. He'll come out to you, do your work, whatever you need done, your regular maintenance, or if you're broke down on the side of the road, give him a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 336-423-6241. You don't even have to see me. Just let me know what's wrong with your car and I will come and fix it, y'all. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, I'm on the Twitters, whatever you guys need, 336-423-6241. As always, I'll be seeing you.
For the best high school football games in the Triad every Friday.
Can't touch this.
Live sports talk on everything from ACC to Bowman Gray.
Can't touch this.
The most extensive Carolina Panthers coverage in the Triad.
Can't touch this.
Plus your exclusive home for Charlotte Hornets in the Triad.
Break it down.
Add in your Triad home for North Carolina A&T Athletics, and you've got Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad sports.
1-on-1 down the sideline. Warren caught the ball. 10-5. He's in. Touchdown, Aggies.
Back into Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show. And joined back in now by head coach Darryl Brown as they get ready to take on Page on Friday night, the ninth game of the regular season. We touched a little bit on RPI there during commercial. I know it's four at the moment. You actually said you looked at it for the first time today.
I did this morning. I don't know why. Something popped up about RPI, and so I decided to log on and just take a look. It was the first time I looked. I've heard guys talk about it, but it was the first time I had logged on and looked. So this morning I saw that we were four and kind of noticed some other things with opponent winning percentage from some other schools and stuff. So I don't really worry much about it because ain't nothing you knew about it. You play who you play, and we just try to take care of ourselves.
As you go into this game on Friday night, I mean, obviously it's been a theme here tonight. You got the seniors. We had the principal to talk about the group of seniors that you've had that's been so special. For this school, What stands out to you about this group of seniors, maybe from as opposed to different from some of the other ones?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about them, but I do want to mention Mr. O'Donnell. He's
okay,
also
okay.
Many.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We have great leadership at our school from the top down. And you don't have that at a lot of schools.
Yeah.
That's why we have success, is when you have an administrator, a principal, and an athletic director that support athletics the way they do.
Yeah.
And make everything come together. You know, like our school is not just, like he said, it's not just academics, it's not just athletics. We got the best of everything. And it's a special time to be at Grimsley High School, and under his leadership, it's been great. So it's a pleasure working there. But our seniors, I mean, we got 24 great, great young men. They've been a part of a lot of success. They've had some heartbreak. As sophomores, we lost in the second round of Porter Ridge when we were riding a 21-game win streak.
Yep.
And people talk about, you know, like we've had adversity and we face adversity. And you know, sometimes you think, well, all you do is winning. But we've had tough situations. And our kids have found ways to battle through that, overcome it. Last year in the playoffs, I mean, it seemed like week after week, it was just something that we had to battle. A tough team, good players. We had sickness. We had injury. And our kids never let that be an excuse. And this group of seniors has been a big part of all that. You know, even as sophomores, they were a big part of that team. And then last year, obviously. But we just got 24 young men that do right. They do the things that we ask out of them all the time. It's, our football is not just a seasonal thing for us. You know, it's year-round. We're a family and a program year-round. And our coaches are involved in these young men's lives, you know, outside of football, and it's what makes it special. So it's a great group. I want nothing more than for them to maximize every single opportunity that they have left in this season. And you've heard these guys say it, and we do. We don't look ahead. I want us to be the absolute best we can be on Friday night, because that's the only game that we've got left. It's the way we look at it. It's all we're guaranteed is Friday night against Page. So our goal is to show up and play as hard as we can and play to the best of our ability every single snap. And I know those guys are going to do that, and they're excited for the opportunity.
What stands out about the Page rivalry to you? What makes that different?
Well, this is my eighth year as a head coach at Grimsley, so it's my eighth time coaching in the game. And I mean, I grew up in Greensboro. I went to Southern Guilford High School. So other than the 4 years I was away from college, I've always been in Guilford County. And even as a student and player there, you always heard about the Page Grimsley game. Everybody knew about it, and had friends at both schools and different things like that. So it's a special rivalry. Mr. O'Donnell touched on it. You got two storied high schools that are not only known in this area or in the state, that are known nationally. And for a lot of reasons, you got great communities, you got great alumni. It's just a great week for high school students. I'm glad my daughter, who's sitting over there, she's a senior, has been able to be a part of something like this. What high school is about is stuff like this, and the game and the week leading up to it, and all the events that go on, the bonfire that we have Thursday night. There's just a lot of cool things that go on with the Grimsley Page rivalry. And so it's special. We don't take it for granted. No matter what anybody's records are or how they're playing, it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game with a lot of energy. So we're just excited for the opportunity and the challenge.
I guess, you know, what stands out about this Page team that you've seen from them on film as you go into it, this game on Friday night?
Yeah, they've had we had a few films on them. So they've had a few personnel changes at some spots, some skill position spots, it looks like. Up front, they have five seniors that play quite a bit for them on the offensive line, which is five guys that have been with Coach Robertson the whole time he's been there. And they do a really good job up front on the offensive line of understanding what they're trying to do, kind of how to position themselves, their technique. They're really good up front. And they want to run the football. They want to control the clock. They want to make it a short game. We understand all those things. They want to be physical and downhill at you on the offensive side. So, you know, that stands out, is that I think they're really good up front on the offensive line. And that's a challenge for our defensive line, and one that we look forward to you know, having on Friday night. But defensively, they got a couple really good defensive linemen, I think 55 and 9, that posed some problems for us last year in that game. And they're back. you know, and then skilled guys on the back end. So this game, you know, anything can happen, obviously, and kids are going to be ready to play, and they're going to play at a high level. You're going to get everybody's best, and that's what we want as a, you know, a football program. You know, we want to get everybody's best shot. That's how you get challenged, you get better. And I'm just excited to watch our kids play Friday. I know we're going to have a great week of preparation. I enjoy Monday through Thursday more than Friday night. I love watching us prepare during the week and how we practice and go about things, and then on Friday night just sitting back and, you know, see if we execute the things that we've worked on all week. So I'm just excited about watching our guys perform.
What do you think will be the keys if you guys are going to, you know, be able to improve to 9-0 and this group of seniors get the clean sweep against Page?
Yeah, I'm going to start on defense. We talked about it yesterday in our staff meeting. I think a big down for us is first down. A lot of times people talk about getting off the field on third down. We'll get off the field on third down if it's 3rd and 8. If it's 3rd and 2, it's going to be hard to get off the field on third down with what they do. So I think first down's a critical down for us defensively. I think we need to try to limit, you know, no gain, put them in a negative situation on first down and get them off schedule with what they want to do offensively. So I think that's a critical down for us on the defensive side of the ball. And then offensively, it's taking care of the football, taking what they give us, and staying out of negative plays. And, you know, everybody gets all hyped up on the vertical downfield stuff that we can do, obviously, but Page is well coached. They're not going to allow us to do some of that. You know, we'll still take our shots because that's who we are, but we need to be able to take what they give us, be happy with throwing a 5-yard hitch out there, and maybe they tackle it, maybe they don't. We got guys that can break it. But take what they give us and stay out of negative situations, take care of football. If we do that on offense, we'll score points because we got guys that can do it, and then continue to be sound in special teams.
And that's Grimsley head coach Darryl Brown as the Whirlies will take on Page on Friday night at home at 7:30, senior night for the Whirlies as they look to improve to 9-0 on the season. Coach, as always, appreciate the time and good luck on Friday night.
Thanks, Ryan.
And that's Darryl Brown, the head coach of the Grimsley Whirlies. That'll do it for this edition of the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show, coming to you from Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro.